The Nazis scored an astonishing electoral triumph, winning 18% of the vote. This doesn't sound like very much, but in Germany, with a system of radical proportional representation, which for every 60,000 votes one received, the party got a seat in the Reichstag, 18% of the vote made the NSDAP the second largest political party in Germany. The Nazis, with their radical street organization, the Brown Shirts, the SA, fighting with the communists in the streets, fighting the socialists, engaging in all sorts of campaign activities, the NSDAP was on its way to becoming a major force in German politics. It certainly was not lingering on the lunatic fringes of German politics. The Nazis, after this electoral breakthrough in September of 1930, would now perfect their campaigning machine, their propaganda machine. They developed a radical new approach to campaigning, a policy of perpetual campaigning. Most German political parties, like American political parties, tended to vanish between elections. The Nazis now decided to continue to campaign as if there were always an election underway. That during campaigns, they had to compete with other political parties for the attention of the public. But by continuing their campaigns, they would be the main show in town wherever they tended to focus their attention. So perpetual campaigning. As the Depression deepened, more people were drawn to the party. More people became members. They became dues-paying members. The party charged admission for their propaganda events, concerts, various German evenings, all sorts of campaign events. The NSDAP's campaign machine actually became a money-making operation. And attention to technique was the key to Nazi propaganda, not to content. Over and over again in the internal propaganda memoranda of the party, one sees what works, what color poster looks good, what turn of phrase, should we do Hitler in profile, or should it be a straight image of Hitler's face on this campaign poster? What sort of slogans work well? How do we approach farmers? How do we make a special appeal to white-collar employees or shopkeepers and so on? The Nazi propaganda, under the very skillful and creative direction of Joseph Goebbels, pioneered a variety of modern campaigning techniques that are still with us. Indeed, direct mailing, that great bane of modern life in the late 20th century, was given an enormous boost by the Nazis, who identified voters on the basis of occupation books so that they sent farmers special letters dealing with problems of farmers, letters addressed to workers, all explaining why the NSDAP understood the particular problems of that group. 1932 would be a crucial year of elections in Germany. There would be four national campaigns during this one year. A presidential election in the very early spring, which required a runoff, and then a Reichstag election in the summer, and then a second Reichstag election in the fall. In addition, there were regional campaigns, state elections in virtually all of the states of Germany, and particularly in the two largest, in Prussia and Bavaria, in the course of 1932. So this Nazi technique, this Nazi strategy of perpetual campaigning was ideally suited to this situation. Meanwhile, the bottom had dropped out of the German economy. By 1932, a full third of the German workforce was unemployed. The numbers were staggering. People had simply vanished off the unemployment rolls, having gone through all of their benefits. Shanty towns had grown up all around the major cities of Germany. Businesses continued to fail, one right after the other, and the government seemed absolutely incapable of doing anything about it. In the spring, Hitler lost a bid for the presidency to Reich President Hindenburg, the old hero of the First World War. He lost a multi-party bid in the first round of the elections, but forced a runoff with Hindenburg. And although he lost, it put him at least not quite on a par with this most venerated and respected man in German political culture, Hindenburg, but it established Hitler very clearly as the leading opposition figure in the country.